some meatloaf!
Idly ho, neighborinos.
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi ho, neighbor.
Nobody messing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is The Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran today. Hello, everybody watching on CLTV. G-Word Neighborhood Eats. This is a segment we do every Wednesday here on the program. And it's about something you've been doing with the Chicago Sun-Times for a couple of years.
Yeah, this is, by the way, thanks, Super Joe. I love that music at the top of that.
So good.
I feel special. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I go and visit a neighborhood fave. It could be something that's like an old school, like neighborhood favorite that's been around for, you know, decades, or it could be a place that just opened up that people need to know about. And I also go to the suburbs too, and I'm always open to suggestions. But the main thing is I don't go to chains and I don't go to places that have like huge, like, you know, under a big umbrella, restaurant ownership umbrella or hospitality group. I like to go to mom and pop shops. You know, I like to go to independent places that actually, you know, need the press, and people are so excited to talk about what they do. It's the American dream story.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And of course, restaurants in Chicago are the small business du jour. But I'd ask, do you think about the neighborhood first, or you think about the mom and pop place first? Because, you know, you want to diversify and make sure everything's represented.
Yeah, I try to go like to different locations. So like if I'm on north side one day, I'll try to go south side the next week, or west, or, you know, it's hard. It's just me and I'm the person doing the research. But, you know, I try to go all over the city, and then sometimes I'll make it out to the suburbs too.
Now, I would assume through this program and your work at the Sun-Times that it is an onslaught of people going, gee, the place to go. You got to go to here. If you're going to be in this neighborhood, you got to go here.
I do get that a lot. But the thing that what I think makes the Neighborhood Eat story special, and the cool thing is I do a whole video. So it's like, you know, use the same videos that I would do for TV is what lives on the Sun-Times website. And also we share it on the WGN radio website as well. And the cool thing is that you get to see the visual of it, but it's the story behind the people that make the food. And that's why I love restaurants so much. Yeah. It's not just about the delicious food. Yeah, that makes total sense. But it's about the passion and the story and the family behind the restaurant that's running it.
For years, I worked with Steve Dolinsky. I was his editor.
Yeah, former colleague of mine. Yeah.
And we would do radio pieces for restaurants. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in a kitchen where I put a microphone on a pan. And they throw the butter or oil in it, goes,
that sound. There's nothing like it.
It's just like, I wish we didn't take pictures at the time because it was back in the 90s. But I'd be sitting there with my headphones on and a microphone and a pan.
But, you know, that's the thing. The sounds, the smells, it is the universal language that ties all culture and all people. And when you share a good meal, you break bread with somebody, you share a great glass of wine or, you know, a sweet tea or whatever it is that you like to drink, it is pretty remarkable because conversation starts flowing and you learn things about each other.
Now, today's, I mean, because the if you go to the Sun-Times, it's one of the more popular features on the website and in the paper. And today, as we're going to talk about right after the break here, this is really about pasta that's happening in Ukrainian Village.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think technically it might be Wicker Park. Yeah, it's a little bit...
I've lost my hipster card.
No, it's okay. It's 1746 West Division, a little bit west of Ashland. And the great thing about this is I love to recommend places that are good for families and also good for, like, if you're going on a date. And it's a counter service, so it's casual. Yeah. So you're getting the same quality of pasta you might get in the Gold Coast that's artisanal and handmade, or the West Loop where you live, but you're not paying an exorbitant price for it. And you can actually go with the family and it won't break the bank. And you're getting something truly special that you would find in Italy.
The funny thing about this is I had no idea we were doing this today. Tortello's coming in studio this Saturday. My wife and I were going. Mm-hmm. We were going to go, and plans got changed up, and we ended up just ordering food in. But it was funny that was on our radar. That was something that my wife was like, we got to go try this place. People are talking about it, and we were going to go up there. So it's funny.
And the really cool thing is there's a giant glass pane in front. I mean, it's like from the ceiling to the floor, and the pasta makers are there making the pasta every day fresh, rolling it, cutting it, you know, shaping the pastas, and you can see it happen right in front of you.
We just did a story on Extension 720, it was Monday night, about 90s Wicker Park, and it was all about gentrification, and Kevin Colville was our guest, and we talked about his new book. But it was funny, because my wife and I just walked up and down Division from Ashland to Damon. Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, there's some old stays, like Phyllis's Musical Inn is
Phyllis
still
there. Right.
Alliance Bakery is still there.
Right.
And thank God, let's hope they stay. And that, you know, everyone's favorite Rainbow Club is still there on that street.
Yeah,
but
right. Damon.
The nice part of this restaurant is that it's something that I feel like is good for families, and it's not something
that's a good addition.
Yeah, they needed this to round it out.
To give people an idea, if you're not familiar with Division, there was a post office, and they turned it into a gym. I think that gives you all you need to know about what happened to Wicker Park on between Ashland and Damon on Division. All right, so we're going to talk about that coming up here. Neighborhood Eats, we do every Wednesday here on the program on the Steve Cochran Show. We'll take a break. Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN NCL TV. It's Neighborhood Eats, a segment we do every Wednesday on the program. Tortello is the restaurant we're featuring today, which is really a part of the new Wicker Park, the new Division Street we were just talking
about. Absolutely, and it is authentic pasta. It's a hybrid location. It's a restaurant, but you can also come in and buy pasta by the pound and sauce to take home if you want to. And we have owner Dario Muno here with us.
Ciao, ciao a tutti, grazie.
Can you tell it's authentic?
Oh, of course, authentic Italian. Thank you for having me.
I love the story of your childhood. Why were you inspired to open a pasta shop?
Well, I grew up in a family in Italy, you know, eating pasta twice a day. And, you know, I love pasta. I think Chicago needs something authentic. And I think it's my job to teach, to train people how Italian eat. So, and pasta shop is a beautiful idea, I think.
One of the stories that really moved me that you told me is you went to sections of Chicago and the suburbs as well, where there's artisanal Italians
absolutely
running businesses, but then they don't have anyone to pass it on to. Tell us.
Yeah, I felt like when I moved to Chicago, I felt like the old generation goes away, and you know, the tradition goes away as well. So it's my job, my responsibility to don't lose the tradition. This is why I decide to open as soon as possible a pasta shop, keeping the tradition alive with a little twist. I'm a young guy, and you know, I want to be like a bit different, but keeping the tradition on.
It's true. I know that Harlem Avenue in Chicago, and that there are a lot of pasta or handmade pasta shops that still are in business up in that area. To bring this kind of shop to Wicker Park, to bring it to Division Street in an area that is really probably more known for sports bars and some upscale stuff, but do you have to educate your consumer, the people who might live in that neighborhood?
Definitely, yes. But, you know, I find that people know. People understand better and better every day what fresh quality, fresh pasta means. You know, of course, you need to teach them the cooking time. You need to teach that every single shape of pasta have the right sauce. But, you know, but so far, so good. People love it. People love it.
Dario, ciao. What makes your pasta so good? Don't hold back.
I mean, the flour, we import the ingredients from Italy, the passion that we put every single day. You know, and the combination, our chef is Duncan, is fantastic. But most important thing is the passion that we put every single day. I mean, making fresh pasta from scratch it's a hard work.
And you flew in two people from Italy.
Oh yeah, I flew at the beginning. I flew 65 years old from Puglia, which she was doing for a living every single day with her grandmother. So she trained my staff to be able to keep going when she left. So that was, for me, it's an amazing, important thing that we did at the beginning.
We've seen more and more of restaurants in Chicago adapt a more traditional Italian experience. I think of Bonchi Pizza. I think of some of the ways that we're no longer sort of known as the spaghetti and meatball capital of the United States.
He does not have a meatball.
Right, but the idea being that it used to be that was the Italian experience in the Chicagoland area. But more often, we have seen our palates change and be more receptive to the traditional fare that comes from Italy.
Absolutely. I think Chicago is a great city. Chicago is getting better every single day on food. People understand better. People, like, especially in Wicker Park, is very melting pot. People from different country, different place around the world, so they understand different way. But, you know, I think Chicago is a great city to do that.
He grew up, your mom was from what part of Italy, and your father?
Venice. My mom, Venetia, my dad from Sardinia, which is an island on the Mediterranean.
And then you would spend summers with your dad's family.
Yeah, my dad's family are butcher and shepherds still right now. So, and my grandfather from my mother's side was in 1957 opened a food shop in Venice, where he was selling food just for the rich people back then.
It's amazing, too, because you think about Italy and the Italian cuisine, there are so many different regions that represent. Oh, yeah. And because of, I don't know, of the American experience, we kind of shove that all to one experience. But if you think about Northern Italy, it's so different than Southern Italy. Like you just said, Venice, different than Calabria. Other places where they're not even remotely close to the in cuisine.
Yeah, absolutely. This is why tortello, it's a combo between north and south of Italy. Every dish is different. Like tortelli, completely north of Italy, and chiusoni, which is south of Italy, Sardinia. So it's also, tortelli is also an experience of all Italy, north and south of Italy. So all ingredients from north and some ingredients from the south, which is, to me, is unique.
And he has a great story as to why you ended up in Chicago.
Well, I'm that because the weather is, the winter is beautiful in Chicago. No, I was a manager at Michelin star restaurant in London, and one day a beautiful woman walked in the door and became my wife. So the accent works well,
and lucky for us,
that's how it works.
She was a Chicagoan,
all right, yeah.
And so they moved here to Chicago.
We moved to Chicago, and we met a family in Chicago, and we decided to open the restaurant in Chicago because I really love Chicago.
Running a restaurant, a Michelin starred restaurant in London, and your experience in the culinary arts. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to operate and open a restaurant in Chicago?
Well, open a restaurant in general is not easy, and every day is a challenge. But I think as long, I always follow my dreams and I never stop to do it. And I wish everybody never stop what they believe in. And I'm the proof that if you want something, you can do it.
What should Justin come and eat at the restaurant?
Yeah, we were going to come in on Saturday. Yeah. It's funny to think about that.
We're
doing this segment. Yeah.
What's the favorite dish?
Well, this is the question that everyone asks me every single day. And, you know, every dish is great. But, you know, tortelli, it's our signature dish. We fill with the fresh burrata cheese, which is coming from Puglia.
So it's a filled pasta. Mm-hmm. It looks like a really fat tray, angular ravioli, kind of, right?
Yeah, I like your description. Yeah. Very fat ravioli. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, exactly. Looks like that. Let's put it on that way. But it's delicious. It's fantastic. And the simplicity of the dish, for me, it's unique.
For you, when you are trying to marry fresh pasta and the pasta that you're creating with the sauce, how does that, I heard you mention earlier in this interview just the idea that that's part of it too. You got to pair the right sauce with the right pasta, the right shape, the right kind. I would go to and say any pasta, I almost look at it and say, I like that shape. Yeah, I like the taste of this. And so, but I didn't realize there was an art to pairing those things together.
Absolutely. And this is a question that, an observation that every day people notice. And, you know, every pasta has the right sauce. The reason why, because there are thicker pasta which grab better the sauce, keep the sauce, versus spaghetti which need a very simple sauce.
And the thing that I learned is that when the pasta isn't being made by a machine and it's being done by hand, is that there's texture on the pasta. So the pasta actually grabs the sauce in a very different way. And the pasta, because it's made fresh every day, it's cooked al dente, but it's still sort of wet inside and in the middle of the pasta because it's made fresh and doesn't completely dry out. So it's a different experience.
Absolutely.
And I would recommend. And you told people, you tell customers sometimes, don't put cheese on that, right?
Yeah. Please don't put me. I mean, that is the way we do in Italy. You know, we don't put cheese on lobster because we want to understand the fresh of the lobster. Every single ingredient, the simplicity is the most important thing for us.
Try to explain that to my 12-year-old.
I know. But you know, believe or not, so many kids come back, and when they open the door, they're like, "Oh my God, what is this?" And makes me extremely happy because kids can be convinced very easy, and the quality that we serve is the best.
I don't want to make it seem. I feel like there's a big knock on the Italian food that sort of erupted in Chicago, the spaghetti and meatballs. Do you look down on that food? Do you say, you know what, that's not Italian food? I don't want anything to do with
that. No. I absolutely respect that. You know, it's delicious. Tortello is the way then we do it. And we are humble, we are young, and we love the way then people think in a different way. Absolutely.
And the beautiful thing, this restaurant, I was saying earlier, you can bring the whole family. And you can also go there for a date. And they welcome kids there. You've got two boys under the age of two. Congratulations.
Thank you. And open a restaurant, pretty craziness, yeah.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We planned that. it's Tortello. It's a very, like you said, hybrid concept. So we love family, no reservation. Family can come in, date as well, easy.
And what hours are you open?
So we open 11:30 in the morning until 9:30 p.m.
All right.
And we close lunch on Monday, and we open at 5 o'clock.
All right. The restaurant is Tortello. It's in Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm. 1746 West Division.
You got it, Dario. Thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me. Grazie.
Be our guest on Neighborhood Eats.
I know. And listen, go see my video on the Sun-Times website and the WGN Radio website.
There you go. You can find it both websites and look at handmade pasta being made in Wicker Park over at 1746 West Division Street.
And listen to Dario's fabulous accent even more.
You're really winning with the accent today.